With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. In Tehran today, the country's foreign ministry announced that the U.S. had attacked an Iranian cargo vessel. The U.S. says that ship was attempting to skirt around the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports. The ship was disabled. Pakistan, meanwhile, hoping for a successful round of negotiations on its soil. Here's correspondent Philip Crowther.
Security precautions include the closure of roads, monuments, and hotels as well. In fact, the two hotels that had been used by the delegations from Washington and Tehran have already been taken over by Pakistani authorities. Guests have been told to find a room elsewhere. This road here behind me leading to Islamabad's main tourist attraction, the Faisal Mosque. You won't be seeing many cars or motorbikes on here today. In fact, whole areas of Islamabad are expected to be turned into pretty much inaccessible so-called red zones over the next few days.
That is correspondent Philip Crowther reporting. A refund system for businesses that paid tariffs, which the U.S. Supreme Court eventually struck down, is scheduled to launch today. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with the updated details.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says importers and their brokers were able to begin claiming refunds online beginning at 8 a.m. It's the first step in a complicated process that also might eventually lead to refunds for consumers who were billed for some or all of the tariffs on products shipped to them from outside the United States. In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court ruled in late February that President Donald Trump usurped congressional taxation authority when he set double-digit import tax rates on products from almost every other country. Bernie Bennett reporting.
New tensions in the Strait of Hormuz have oil prices rising a bit and stocks going down a bit. The Dow is off 71 points right now. The Nasdaq is off by 90. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the state of Indiana. Michael Harrington has more.
The South Madison County School Corporation has agreed to pay $200,000 to a counselor who was fired. Kathy McCord was dismissed when she refused to abide by a county policy requiring school officials to conceal from parents the fact that their child was living as the opposite sex in class. Alliance Defending Freedom represented McCord and says, quote, "No American should be fired for expressing her beliefs." Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new poll from the Gallup organization, interest in religion is rising among some cohorts of Generation Z. Those are the Americans right now aged 14 to 29. Much of the growth in religiosity said to be happening among young Republicans. The data shows that since 2022, religious attendance has increased among Republican young men and women compared to Democrat men and women. This is SRN News. Weather officials have confirmed at least two more tornado touchdowns during Friday's outbreak of severe weather in the Quad Cities. National Weather Service forecaster David Cousin says it is in line with expectations for this time of year.
As you go from the winter season into spring and summer there, there's that transition season. Or, you know, with the weather's transitioning there where you're going from the predominantly colder air to the predominantly warmer air.
A lot of people asking why gas prices have gone up so high, even though the U.S. produces plenty of oil.
When the war started and the Middle East oil was disrupted, even though the Middle East oil is only about 25% of the global total, it caused complete disruption in the oil market. And so the price has shot up, even though we're producing more oil here at home.
That's economist Steve Moore. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.